Well, good morning, everybody. I'm Don Beattie, President of Region 1 of IARU, and it's a very great privilege for me that the theme of Ham Radio 2017 this year includes the International Amateur Radio Union. DARC has chosen that as the theme, no doubt in part because the three-yearly conference of IARU will be taking place near Munich later this year. We in IARU are most grateful to DARC for all the work being put into ensuring that that conference will be a real success. I hope you'll allow me just a few moments to reflect on why IARU matters to amateur radio and radio amateurs. We all know that the radio spectrum is a finite resource and one which is in ever-increasing demand for commercial, civil, and military uses. The pressures on the radio spectrum are intense, and amateur radio needs to work very hard to ensure that we continue to enjoy our privileged access to parts of the spectrum. The way that spectrum allocations are determined has in the past been through the World Radio Communication Conferences of the ITU, an agency of the United Nations. Increasingly now, the work at World Radio Conferences is preceded by a great deal of detailed work in the regional telecommunications organisations, or RTOs. The main ones of these, of course, are CPT in Europe, CTEL in the Americas, APT in Asia Pacific, ATU and Africa, together with ASMG in the Arab world and RCC in Russia and a number of neighbouring states. The World Radio Conference cycle lasts several years, and work for the next WRC in 2019 began in early 2016. IARU is the only organisation representing amateur radio which has formal representation in the ITU and at all these RTOs. And you can imagine that covering the range of WRC issues of interest to the amateur radio services in six regional telecommunications organisations, many with a number of committees and working groups involved in preparation for World Radio Conferences, is a huge task. The task is made even more complex by the fact that the RTO proposals to WRCs are the result of input from national spectrum regulators. And so advocacy at national level is an essential part of the IARU role. So IARU is involved at national level through its member societies, regional level, and at the ITU in working for you to secure and retain amateur spectrum into the future. The work's done entirely by volunteers. We've got no paid employees. And so you can understand, I'm sure, that we're very dependent on people coming forward to help. But there's a second part to the core work of IARU, spectrum protection. It's of little value having radio spectrum allocated to the amateur service if it's made unusable by the presence of multiple sources of interference, be it electrical interference or intruders into the amateur bands. And so IARU is deeply involved in the work of the international standards organisations, arguing for common sense in the setting of emission standards for electrical and electronic devices. Areas which are of current concern, of course, are things like solar photovoltaic generators, wind generators, digital devices, VDSL Plus, and wireless power transfer. Some would say that even with the work we are involved in on standards, much of the radio spectrum is becoming unusable in the suburban environment. And I have sympathy with this view. Sadly, the level of market surveillance taking place in many European countries is so low that products that fail to meet the relevant emission standards can be introduced to the market on a self-certification basis, with little likelihood of challenge. IARU will continue to work for common sense here, but I have to say that without a will amongst regulators to address the ever-worsening fog of electrical noise, I am deeply concerned about our ability to maintain a usable radio spectrum in some parts of suburban Europe. And one other important part of IAEA's work is the monitoring system, which monitors the intruders, the radio intruders, in the amateur bands, and in many cases is able to achieve resolution of problems through excellent working relationships with national regulators. We welcome the support of regulators in this work, and of course we'll continue to work constructively with them. You'll also be aware, I'm sure, of the work which IARU does to encourage sensible use of our radio spectrum through voluntary band planning to ensure that the many modes of interest to the amateur radio service can operate without undue intermode interference, thus maximising efficient spectrum utilisation. IARU is the only organisation with the breadth of representation around the world. We have around 167 country member societies that can bring together the many interests of radio amateurs to arrive at sensible band plans on a voluntary basis. So that covers the core work of IARU in a few minutes. It can be summed up as working for spectrum access and privileges, working to protect the radio spectrum that we have, and ensuring effective utilisation of the amateur spectrum by those who use it. And finally, you would not expect me to be standing here without an advertisement. If you are in a position to help IARU through your national member society, perhaps in meetings with regional telecommunications organisations or in standards bodies, please do offer to help. IARU is heavily dependent on a relatively small number of very capable people who are able to help drive the amateur radio agenda forward. But we need to look to the future and develop the IARU team for tomorrow. If you can help, please discuss what you have to offer with your national society or visit the IARU stand in the main exhibition hall, where we'd be delighted to learn more from you. So I wish DARC and the organisers of Ham Radio 2017 every success for another outstanding event, and I look forward personally to a successful regional conference near Munich later this year. Thank you very much.